Turning our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. This sermon isn't anything like what I just, the little mini sermon that I just preached. This message that Peter leaves us by the his own pen through the leading and in illumination of the Spirit is about handling care and stress. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Now, brothers and sisters, it's patently obvious that we live today in a world that is full of causes for care and for the stress that comes with being overburdened with care. From the time we wake up in the morning till the time that we fall asleep at night, there are multiple situations and incidents and thoughts that can trigger anxiety, worry, and generally can trigger stress. Stress, brothers and sisters, can trigger stress. Think about it. That's the way it is. Stress is like a snowball rolling down a hill. The further it rolls, the bigger it gets. So if you start having stress, and that stress doesn't get offloaded somewhere or another, pretty soon the snowball gets bigger and bigger and overwhelms. That's the way stress works. Thinking about a vacation can trigger stress. Can't, Brother Mark? Going on vacation can trigger stress. Planning lunch today or supper tonight can trigger stress. Can it, ladies? Really can. Does sometimes. Shouldn't, but it does sometimes. Going to sleep can trigger stress. You say, now, Brother Myers, you're just getting too far here on that. No. How many times have you laid down at night with something that's been burdening you all day long and your eyes pop wide open and you can't sleep? Because why? You're fretting about something. Stress begins to build as you're trying to go to sleep. That's the way it works. In fact, under the right conditions, brothers and sisters, almost any event we face can cause anxiety, worry, concern, all of those elements that lead to stress. So amidst all this potential for worry, concern, anxiety, and the following of stress, we can become filled with care. But God has always known all about this care and concern, anxiety, worry that we as human creatures are the worst victims of. Now, don't get me wrong, animals have stress too. Animals worry. They do. As a biologist, we studied some of that when I was in school. Animals do. They worry and they get stressed for certain things. But for God's creatures, mankind, human beings, are the world's worst about becoming stressed, about worrying and fretting and stewing about things. And God has known all about this from the beginning. And He has a solution for every bit of it. And Brother Peter covers or touches on this in our text. Now, the Lord, as I said, has always known that there would be things in our lives that could cause us worry and cause us to get tense. He also knows very well that as humans, we're all too prone to go in exactly that direction. It's almost an axiom with human beings that when some large challenge looms, they get all stressed out about it. Or at least start worrying and fretting, and when they do, they're already on the pathway to going into stress. But God knows all about this, but he doesn't let those things that would cause stress, He doesn't let them come into our lives to give us stress, to give us worry nor anxiety. He doesn't put them there in our pathway for that purpose. That's not it at all. But God puts them there for those trials that Brother Peter talks about. And along with life's events that are slated to give us trials and to challenge us to look to God, to think about the things of God, to think about, and I hate to overuse this, but to think about things like, what would Christ do in a situation like this? God puts those there as trials, but along with them, He puts also a remedy for how to avoid going down what I call the stress road. And that's what our text is about. And so because of that, I want us to look at this verse and look at what the Lord's saying to us this morning and think about what it should be teaching us. Now, the first thing that I want us to realize is that this is the most excellent advice for a number of reasons that are related to the human condition. This advice from God is the perfect kind of advice to fit human beings and the way they do and the way they think and the way they are. So it's an important, essential piece of advice from God, and I want us to think about a few of the reasons why it is a perfect piece of advice for us from God. The first thing that we think about as to why it is such excellent advice is that God doesn't say it here, but your health and well-being depends on this verse. God has a way to keep you healthy until He's ready to make you other than healthy and take you home. God has a way to keep you healthy, and this is one of those ways. God says, casting all your care upon Him. Casting all your care upon Him. Did you know that carrying a load of care, anxiety, having stress, that kind of thing, causes a whole bunch of illnesses and can lead to a whole lot of illnesses by virtue of you having the stress? They claim that there's at least 10 stress-caused illnesses that human beings regularly suffer, and a lot more that they will begin to suffer if they continue under a stressful condition. But did you know that a lot of headaches are a result of stress? A lot of back pain is a result of stress. Jaw pain, a lot of it, a result of stress. Sleeplessness, obviously, you all know that, is a result of stress. Depression is a result of stress many times. We find that also high blood pressure and heart disease and psychological disorders and suppression of the immune system getting you ready for something worse, and heartburn and stomach pain and diarrhea and substance abuse and overuse of alcohol and asthma and post-traumatic stress syndrome are all results of stress. And stress started when the weight of care got so heavy on the person who is sick. So you can see that one great reason why this is wonderful advice from God is that your health and your well-being depends upon learning how to listen to God regarding this bit of instruction. Now, what are we saying? We're saying that this simple advice from God is a miracle cure for a multitude of problems. Casting all your care upon Him. Real simple. Just a few words. But oh, if we can learn how to do it. Now, casting all your care upon God then can improve your health and your sense of well-being. There's another reason that afflicts the human creature for why this is such good advice. And that is that acting alone in the face of stress, of care, of anxiety, in the face of worry, acting alone, you cannot change one thing by yourself of all that you worry about. You know, I say, well, no, I get all worried about something, get concerned about it, start thinking about it, and then I do something to correct it. Yeah, you do. I hope you do. But when you do that something, I wonder where you got the idea for what to do to relieve the stress. We can't do anything without the Lord, and He made it that way. He meant for it to be that way. In the 6th chapter of the book of Matthew and verse 27, Jesus said to those that He was teaching, and essentially said it to us, He said, which of you by taking thought? Let me just bring you up to date on that taking thought. That Greek word there is the same one that is translated out having care, and is translated out care in our text. So He's saying to us, which of you by having care can add one cubit unto His stature? Now, He was using that as an illustration. He didn't mean to say that's the only thing He couldn't do. I know I can't. I've shrunk an inch or so in the last 10 or 15 years. And I certainly can't add an inch to my height. Not anymore, never could, really. Which of you taking thought or having care and concern, anxiety and worry, can add one amount of anything to your height or your fame or your fortune, your stature? It could cover height. It could cover your reputation in the community. Worrying about it doesn't get it done. In John and chapter 15 and verse 5, remember that Jesus said there, without Me, ye can do nothing. Boy, it really fits right here with this message. It fits with Peter's writing to us, casting all your care upon Him. Without Me, you can do nothing, says the Lord. And so they go hand in hand. We are helpless without God to handle the least of life circumstances. And therefore, if we don't learn how to do this, if we don't practice this, we continue in a state of anxiety, depression, or whatever, stress, concern, and worry with no solutions. Now, the Lord gave me this message while I was trying to save some tilapia in my fish tank in my backyard. Last weekend, maybe Saturday, one of my tilapia, those of you who don't know, I'm doing a little aquaponics experiment in the backyard. I've got a tank full of tilapia here, and I've got plants growing in a grow bed here, and they assist one another. The plants assist the fish to have fresh water, and the fish assist the plants to have fertilizer, and a kind of a cycle. I had got 50 tilapia and put them in the tank, and did great for the first month. But I noticed last weekend, there one showed up dead on top of the water. And then Monday or Tuesday, another showed up dead. And then the next day, a couple. And then skipped a day, and then a day or two, couple more showed up dead. And so yesterday morning I realized I was going to have to do something. I began studying up on what it was that caused that in an aquaponic system. Found out when the ammonia gets too high, the fish will start dying by a few at a time. You gotta regulate that ammonia in order to stop those fish from dying. So I got out there and began to work with recycling the water, getting the whole thing cleaned out and recycled. And it struck me as I was working with those tilapia that they were there, they were helpless in the face of that ammonia to do a single thing about what was going on. They were literally confined in that tank. And I had sovereign power over them. I could either make it or break it. I could either let them die or do something for them. And in the midst of the day, God gave me this message about casting all your care upon Him. Because I realized that in a great sense, we're just like those tilapia of mine. We're in this world at the mercy of God and dependent totally upon the help of God. And if He doesn't help, brothers and sisters, I want to tell you right now, the ammonia of stress is going to get us. That simple. And so, being like that, we are helpless and dependent on God. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing because if there's anything that will teach us to depend on God, to trust more in God, is to come to the realization that we are helpless without God, casting all your care upon Him. Now, we can expect more things to come up, things that would tempt us to be full of care as the Lord's coming gets nearer. He promised us that troublous times were going to get more and more, that there was going to be evil waxing worse and worse. He promised us that, and so things are going to get worse concerning what things will cause me stress as the nearness of the Lord gathers. And so we need to be ready for that time. It is the time now to cast all of our care upon the Lord. Now, there's another reason that involved the human being for why casting all your care upon Him is so valuable and such wonderful advice. And that is that it's a death blow to pride within ourselves. A death blow to pride within ourselves. Go back, if you will, for just a minute to our text, and let's back up a couple of verses and notice how Apostle Peter moves into this instruction in verse 7, our text. Notice it says in verse 5, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him." Do you notice there's not a period there between those? It's a colon in the English grammatical system. But there's not a period there in God's Word. He says, humble yourselves. And let's just, and not to violate Scripture, but let's just take the humble yourselves, therefore, into the mighty hand of God. And that clause that's there begins with that and ends with time. Let's jump it for just a minute and read the next clause in that sentence. Humble yourselves, therefore, into the mighty hand of God, casting all your care upon Him. You see what He's telling us? He's telling us that humility will be the very hallmark that will show forth by you casting all your care upon Him. And it will drive out pride. I know that we don't think about it very often, but that we have to realize that this self-sufficiency that overtakes us sometimes is born of pride. We get self-sufficient. Well, I can take care of this. I can handle this. I'm man enough. I'm woman enough. I can handle this just fine. I don't need anybody's help. And when we say that, we're probably saying, I don't really need to bother God with it right now. Right? But that isn't the way He put it. Casting all your care upon Him. Casting all your care upon Him. And when we are willing to do that, we have swallowed pride. We've booted it out. And we have humbled ourselves before God. Brothers and sisters, it's an error to have self-sufficiency that keeps us from giving our cares over to God. That kind of sense of self-sufficiency comes from human pride, may I say again. Now, I want to say one thing about this thing of casting all your care upon the Lord before we move to the next thought. And that is that this injunction from God, this advice from the Lord through Peter's pen, is not an invitation for people to become irresponsible. And if you follow with me, hopefully I can show you that. I know there are people in this world who practice religion, who have interpreted Jesus' guidance in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25, where he says, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. I know that they've taken that instruction from the Lord to be giving them permission to quit work, to sit down, to do nothing, and the Lord will take care of them. There's people that believe that. And they take our text in the same kind of light. There's people that are misinformed about what God is telling us both there in Matthew 6 and here. There's not the slightest suggestion, brothers and sisters, that it means for us to just sit down and take no responsibility. Just because people work hard and work long and stay busy and stay productive doesn't mean they are stressing about something. It means they're responsible. And in fact, responsibility by God's people goes hand in hand with casting all your care upon Him. And Lord helping me, I'll show you that. But we need to remember the Bible principle about productivity or the lack of it, to realize that the Lord never gave this advice here, nor what Jesus gave in Matthew 6, as an excuse to lay down and let somebody else serve us. Never did that. Proverbs, otherwise, the Bible is a liar. Proverbs 20 and verse 4 tells us that the slugger will not plow by reason of the cold, therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. Now what does that say? A guy who sits down and refuses to do, he'll end up with an empty hand, doesn't it? And chapter 6 of the book of Proverbs, verses 10 and 11, describes the sluggard. It says, you have a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So, says Solomon, so shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. You can be guaranteed, if you're a sluggard, if you sit down and do nothing, say, well, the Lord said, take no thought for the things of tomorrow, so I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to work. I'm not going to look to how I'm going to buy any groceries. Is there anything else? Lord says, take no thought for tomorrow. So I'm going to live day by day and do nothing today for if it's going to affect what I get tomorrow. I mean, that's an extreme attitude, but some people show varying degrees of that very kind of attitude. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 10, Paul gives this injunction. If any will not work, neither should they eat. Now that's Bible. And so we know that here in our text, and what Jesus said about getting rid of care and concern has nothing to do with industry or productivity. It has to do with what's up here in the head and in the heart about the things that you're doing. So how do we reconcile our text with the need to be productive and useful? Let me just give you some illustrations, and I'll show you how they work intertwined together. How is it that the Lord can say, take no thought for the things of tomorrow, they'll take thought for themselves? How can the Lord say, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you, and yet we stay responsible for doing what it is our duty to do? Illustrations. First of all, let's take some worries that we commonly have, perhaps, or might have in the future. Are you worried, or have you ever been worried about when and where you're going to get groceries for next week? I know we think a lot of those days are past, but every now and then, you get in a pinch and you worry about making the grocery bill this week. Well, when you worry about it, what should you do? Well, I'm not going to worry. I'm just going to sit down. It doesn't say don't worry and sit down. It says don't worry. It doesn't say sit down. So what are you going to do to fulfill both your productive obligation and fulfill our text? You're going to start looking around for a place to get the groceries, money to buy the groceries. But at the same time, you're going to cast your fretting about it upon the Lord. That's what we're being taught in our text. Maybe you're worried about the car payment or some other bill that's coming due and you're short on money and you may not be able to make it unless you really stretch yourself thin. Well, you know what? Even in this cash-strapped society and this time of great unemployment today, there's work to be done to earn money to make the payment. The Lord doesn't say, shirk your debt and quit worrying. He says, quit worrying and these other things will be added to you. That's what He says. And here He says, cast your anxiety, your fretting on the Lord. Maybe you get worried about a loved one that is not going to be able to make it next week paying their bills, or maybe they're sick, they're invalid, and they can't do their chores, and you've got to take care of them, or somebody's got to take care of them, and you're fretting and worrying about that. Fretting and worrying about that loved one not being able to get something done about their problem. Maybe that's what your worry is. Well, let me suggest to us that handling that with both responsibility and productivity and casting all your care upon the Lord would go something like this. Look around, see if somebody can help. If not, make plans to help yourself. And in the meantime, give the care to God. Let Him worry about it if He could do such a thing. But it's not your place to worry and to try to do. It's not your place at all. Cast all your care upon God. You know, when we try to be productive, brothers and sisters, while we continue to carry about all that care, that anxiety, that worry, that fretting, when we try to be productive and useful and we're in that kind of mental state, we're like a guy that receives a carrying case or a toolbox from a friend. And in this toolbox or carrying case, he opens it up and looks in, and there's some tools fit for the job that he's about to go do, the project that he's got to do today. And hey, there's a snack, maybe a sandwich in there. And there's a big bottle of water, and hey, a bottle of Gatorade. And there's a nice little book to read. I mean, he's got everything in that toolbox, that case, that he could need for his day's project that he's got to go and do. So he opens the box up and looks at it and kind of itemizes everything. And then he picks up a shovel and takes a bunch of dirt and dumps right in on top of it till it's full up, closes the lid, lashes it down, picks it up, ready to go his daily project. Now when you see that image now, think with me just a minute. Let's picture the toolbox as being the challenge and the opportunity for you to do something in service to God, something that you're responsible for today. Let's picture the tools in there and the amenities, whatever it is, the snack and the sandwich and the water and the Gatorade. Picture that as you being equipped to do the project that you're going to do with your little toolbox full of things that you've been given of the Lord to do with. And picture the dirt as the care and the anxiety that you heap in on that perfectly usable toolbox full of things to do your project with. And there you have a picture, brothers and sisters, of what care does to your works, your productivity, your usefulness in this world. No wonder it's such great advice. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. We're out of time. I want to pick this up this evening where we've quit just now and finish up by noticing a couple of more things out of Brother Peter's wonderful one-liner. I want us to, this evening, come back and hear about casting all our care upon the Lord. And I want us to hear about God, how God, the Lord, has incentivized us to cast all of our care upon Him. We'll finish this up this evening, and may the Lord bless you to understand what good advice God has given us in this wonderful one-liner by Peter. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And we're going to kind of distinguish this evening between care that we've been talking about and responsibilities. Care and business. They're two different things. I don't know if you've thought about that, and I know that we preachers have a bad habit of making them be the same. We may sometimes make it sound like the business, the obligation, the duty you have as a child of God and as a human creature in the world making a living for your family and so forth, that business, that duty stuff, is the care. It's not the care, brothers and sisters. The care in this Greek sense is the worry, fretting, and stewing about the obligation, the duty, the business. And I want to distinguish that this evening, Lord willing.